Did you know a lot when you sustained yours? Did you know the different kinds? Or
yeah, you know, I really didn't. I didn't know that much about it when it happened, but I learned fast, you know, just as David learned fast about all of the different things that you know, are involved with the neck, you know. So my situation was a little different than his, but, you know, it's still unfortunate either way. But like he said, you don't want nobody to feel bad for him. I mean, he's the most upbeat person I've seen, you know, going through that.
Did you have any congenital issue with yours, or was it just a one-time situation?
It was some numbness and tingling, you know, afterwards, but, you know, all of that died off after a little while, but it wasn't nothing that just kept consistently happening after a while.
And nothing, like, since from birth or anything, like, no pre-existing?
I was born naturally with spinal stenosis, okay. You know, so that was probably a part of something in it, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you worry that sometimes, players might think twice now if they get a stinger, they'll go away in a few minutes, I'm not going to tell anybody?
Do I worry if people will tell anyone?
Players might try to hide that sort of thing because they want to get back on the field.
See, you know what, I think football is way different than it was back in the day. You know, back in the day, you know, players would kind of keep certain things to themselves, you know, whether it was a mixture of toughness or a mixture of, you know, ignorance, or however you want to see those things. But now people are really, really aware of their body, and they understand, you know, the significance that it can have on long-term effects on you. And people are sharing that information with trainers because the trainers are on top of it. You know, these are world-class people that we have taking care of us. So, you know, there's no need to hide those small details that can help you in the long run.
Jamil, if I understood you correctly a minute ago, you said you had stenosis.
I was naturally born with spinal stenosis. It's a natural thing. You know, some people, their right foot is bigger than their left foot. You know, that was something that I was born with. They said that may have been an attribution to my injury, possibly.
Does that scare you further as you continue to play football?
Nah, I don't got nothing to be scared about, man. Before this game, I was scared on how I was going to find the mill. Now I'm in it, so I don't got many fears at all. I'm living my dream. No need to be scared over anything.
Jamil, do you count your blessings when you see something like that happen yesterday and feel how fortunate you were to get through it?
You kind of do and then you kind of don't, you know, because you get the feeling where, like I said, the situation was so real to me, what he went through. All I could think about was how he was feeling and how he was reacting through it, because it was something that I had to confront as soon as I first met my first doctor and he told me I was never going to play again. It was something that I had to look at. And, you know, to be in his position, you know, it's not an easy position. He's a young man with a lot of talent, you know, so for me, it hit in a way more personal place than probably it did for a lot of people.
If I may, Jamil, what made your situation so rectifiable that even though you had this stenosis and you had an injury that knocked you out for a while, that here you are continuing to play and having no issues? I mean, everyone's different. I get that. Yeah. But it's still pretty wild.
Exactly. You know, it is a wild situation. And sometimes nature and God has a plan in a million ways, you know, as he said in his statement. You know, mine was just something that needed to heal in time, and it was possible it could heal, and it was possible that it couldn't. So I had to live with that. You know, it was completely different than if I had surgery, you know, and then I would know I had a certain timetable. Mine was stretched out for such a long time because we just didn't know. All we could do was just sit back, take another picture in 3 weeks, take another picture in 3 weeks, take another picture in 3 weeks, you know. So it was like drawing blood from me slowly but surely, but it all panned out. You know, I believe, my family believed, and we just focused like I was going to come right back, and doing that type of preparation prepared me to come right in and play the first game.
If I may ask, have you had stingers or burners since that time?
No, I haven't. I mean, if we could find some wood that I could knock on, so I'll be good. Knock on that wood. Yeah, but no, I haven't, man, and I plan to stay away from it.
Jamil, your thoughts with David?
Huh?
Are your thoughts with David?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and I told him in the locker room, you know, when I first came here, I was like, man, I had exactly what you had, and I understand, you know. So we've talked through time with that, but, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with him 100%.
How you doing otherwise? You know, what do you feel that you are going to really contribute to this team this year?
What do I feel am I going to contribute? I just feel like I'm going to contribute myself. You know, I'm going to bring myself and whatever that is, you know, passion, physicalness, you know, intelligence, or whatever the game requires, whatever the coaches need from me, is who I'm going to be and what I'm going to do. You know, I'm 100% about the well-being of the team, and winning is ultimately the only thing that ever matters. So we all want to win, and I want to be a part of that.
Do you believe your ferocity can be contagious?
Do I believe ferocity can be contagious? That is a good question. Yeah, I do. If everybody is out there fighting, you can see the person that's not fighting in that big picture. So it is contagious in that aspect, because this game is about respect. It's about representing the person next to you. And, you know, nobody wants to be that person that's not doing that.
Do you think the position of being a linebacker has become more specialized in the fact that there are very few that are every down linebackers? That, you know, like, it depends on the situation, whatever, can people, you know, linebackers yeah. keep switching in you, and out. And do you feel like that, you know, that that's maybe a trend, that there's fewer and fewer every down linebackers?
I think the game is different now. You know what I mean? You look at back when you said every down linebackers, that was mm-hmm. when they was ground and pounding the ball. 22 right. personnel, run right downhill. I got a big fullback. You got a big linebacker. Now we got the Philadelphia Eagles of the world. We spreading right. the game out, you know, so. As the running backs get smaller and as the receivers get faster, the linebackers, consequentially, they get smaller and they get faster. Right. You know, so that's a part of the game that we're changing it now. Who's to say 5 years from now we won't be back to the old school, okay. you know, Dick Butkus games of the world?
First team defense the other night, you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What did you really like the most, and what were you disappointed in the most?
If I say I was disappointed about anything, what I liked the most was I liked the effort. You know, I liked the way that we played. I liked that we played passionate and we played physical, you know. So those are the things that you can build off. You know, obviously there's small mistakes, you know, here or there that we can correct. And as long as we focus on those small mistakes, you know, we'll get better. But I love the way we ran to the ball, and I love the energy of it. That's something you can't coach. So everything else is fixable.
Knowing how difficult it is to walk away from something you love, do you think you could have handled it with the same grace that David did if you were faced with the same thing?
You know what? It's hard for me to say what I would have said if I was in a situation, because I wasn't, you know. But I feel like I handled my situation with as much grace as I could, or as much professionalism as I could, going through that circumstance. So, you know, going along that path, you know, who knows? But, I mean, he handled it amazingly. You know, I mean, completely amazing, you know, the way he handled this process, you know. So I can't speak to say what I would have did in it, because I wasn't there. So I don't want to put myself in those shoes completely.
Okay.
All right.
You said your stenosis was congenital and wasn't from
yeah.
a hip?
No. Spinal stenosis is different than, you know, a spinal concussion or a spinal bruise. You know, spinal stenosis is just naturally having a narrow end in the spine on how you was born.
Okay. Yeah. Have you talked to David yet? Have you a chance to talk to him since he walked away?
No, I haven't actually, but looking forward to the opportunity.